Everyone, Peter Zion here, coming to you from a very damp North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about changes going on in Mexico. Claudia Sheinbaum is the president-elect. She took office on October 1st, which is Tuesday. Yeah, you're seeing this Wednesday. She is, of the people who have run for office in North America in recent years, probably the most qualified. Unlike Justin Trudeau, she wasn't a kindergarten teacher. She actually was a mayor of Mexico City, no less. And unlike Trump, she wasn't a marketer. She had a real boy job. And unlike folks like Harris or Biden or Obama, she wasn't a senator. She was actually responsible for people and getting the trains to run on time. So in terms of expertise and managerial skills, she's clearly the top of the heap. The question is whether or not she's going to show any independence. The outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is going to go down in history as one of the worst leaders in Mexico, despite the fact that he's leaving on relatively a popular point. He was an ideologue who wanted to punish most of the other factions that are responsible for policymaking in Mexico. And in doing so, he dismantled a lot of the country's institutions. In fact, in his last couple months in office, he basically gutted the judiciary. So if you're an American, imagine that your most popular, hated presidential candidate wins, and then he or she goes through and changes the way the judges are appointed. So instead of going through Congress, it just goes through party caucuses, like that person's party caucuses. Some version of that is basically what Mexico has now, which is going to make it very difficult for the country to recover and have any sort of judicial independence and any sort of multi-party system. The question now, of course, is whether Sheinbaum is going to be part of the problem or part of the solution. And considering that she considers herself López Obrador's protege, I can't say that the prognosis is particularly good here. We also have another reform that has just been pushed through. The lower house of Congress just approved the folding in of the National Guard into the military writ large. It's already passed the upper house, or is it the upper house just passed it? Well, anyway, it's already passed both houses of Congress. It now goes to the states, where they need 17 states to ratify it. And considering that López Obrador's and Sheinbaum's party controls 20 of the state legislatures, that should be a pretty straightforward process. It then comes back to Mexico City, and the president formally stamps it and becomes law. Now, why does that matter? Well, the National Guard was set up a few years ago because the military was so horrendously corrupt, and Mexico City needed a new semi-military operation that could fight the cartels. Now it's just getting folded back in order to guarantee central control by the president. So we're looking at the tools of violence of the state being consolidated under one party, and we're looking at the judiciary being consolidated under one party, and using elections, that one party has already dominated most of the political conversations of the country. Now, this was done without a coup. This was done through the ballot box. One of the downsides of the Mexican economic model is it's grossly unequal. And because the country is so difficult to manage, because it's so difficult to build, it's a mountainous issue. Most of the country is mountainous. In the north, it's desert mountainous. In the south, it's jungle mountainous. And in the middle, it's just mountainous. And so you get a lot of oligarchs who basically take control of their local cities. And this is how it's been since independence back in the 1800s. And so López Obrador, to his credit, sees this to a degree as a problem. And he wants to wrest power away from these local oligarchs, or caudillos, if you want to use the Spanish term, and give power to the people. And so instead of having the most economically unequal state in the world, which is how Mexico was when he came in, he's been redistributing resources from the states to the federal government, and the federal government has been giving them primarily to the poor. And that is one of the reasons, primary reason, why López Obrador, despite wrecking the country, is leaving on a high point, because you have a lot of people who have never read anyone speak for them. The challenge moving forward is we're now looking at a situation where the security situation in Mexico is going to degrade massively. We've got a civil war going on among the Sinaloa cartel, which used to be the most powerful one in the country. And we have now security in the country is the responsibility of the military, which is corrupt. And for the last 5 years, López Obrador has refused to move against drug cartels. So they've basically taken over many, many aspects of everyday life, including in the Mexico City central region as well. So Sheinbaum has her work cut out for her, and we will find out whether this relatively pragmatic governor is going to be able to ditch the ideology and rule like a normal person, or whether she's going to make it worse.